It's Thursday the 21st of January, 8 a.m. and another overcast day. This morning it's a bit breezy, just a wee bit breezy at the moment. It's dry, but everything is sodden, damp, wet. Yeah, miserable. At least, well, I was about to say at least that greyness is gone, but I'm not sure about that yet. That wind really needs to get up and blow all the way. But, as I look, geez, oh, my little pocket torch has come to bits in my pocket. As I look south, I can see the faintest hint of pink in the southern sky. That's a good sign, because it also means that the sun is rising earlier. Which we already knew that, but having a visual confirmation of that helps. So I had a really good sleep last night. The longest section of deep sleep for a while. It's 10, according to my Azumio sleep app, I was 64% efficient last night. No, 64% in deep sleep. And I looked at the times on the bar graph, so from 10:50 till 2:10 was deep sleep. And that's pretty good for me. Yeah, over 4 hours deep sleep. Oh, yeah. Wonder what it's like to get up in the morning and look at your bar graph on your sleep app, and it shows virtually all blue bar graph from start to finish. By God. Yeah. I think you need to be a teenager to get that. Or a young, hard-working person. I was going to say a man, but that's just because I was thinking about myself. A young, hard-working person. Because I can remember coming home off night shifts when I was younger and had a young family. And going to bed, and my wife actually hoovering the house and hoovering the bedroom I was in. Hoovering around the bed. I wouldn't hear a damn thing because I was zumped. I was in the blue zone, the deep sleep zone. For hours and hours. Usually had to be wakened up by shaking. Get me out of the coma. Oh boy, just one night. That's one night like that. Oh. Yeah. It's great what you can do when you're young. Boundless energy. Sleep like a log. No worries, no stress. What the hell happened? What the hell happened after that? Yeah. Adulthood. Yeah, become an adult. A grown up. Grow up, you. So you used to get tilled, didn't you? Your mammy and your daddy. Grow up, for goodness sake. And then you grow up and you think, so what's so big about being grown up? So what's so special? All you do is you get stressed. You get worries. You don't sleep as well. Oh my God. The stages of life. We often say, as we pass the kids in the playground at primary school, especially the one we pass quite regular, is the one that's just along the road. The Wee St. Mary's, as it was called. It still is called the Wee St. Mary's. St. Mary's Primary School where I went to all those years ago, and see the Wains in the playground. I think my wife knows what I'm going to say, and then I'll usually know what her response is. They don't know that that's the best years of their life. Really don't, when you're a kid. And I don't mean that in a negative sense of being an adult, enjoying, you know, love and company and the things that you do, the good things that comes as being an adult and a grown up. All those things, I don't mean it that way. I mean as in a mental side of things, when you're a wee and you go to bed almost every night excited about something. Get up in the morning, you've boundless energy throughout the day, playing with your pals, going to the wee school where, in general, everything's hunky-dory. No pressures there, just, and play. Loads of playtime. Get home, change, get fed, stop something in your gob, and then outside, play with your pals again. Get shouted in at night time. So, certainly mentally, or emotionally, maybe I should say, rather than mentally, the best years of their lives. God, think of the days when I was young. Mind you, teenage years weren't bad actually. Pretty damn good. Okay, I might change what I just said. No. Teenage years, lots of worries, lots of stress. Usually from the other sex. I wish we had another expression. You know, better expression than the other sex. You know. Sounds a bit crude, a bit harsh, a bit brash. I can't think of one. There's surely a nicer way of expressing the other gender. Gender. The other gender might be nicer. I don't know. How did I get here this morning? I've no idea. All I can say is that by the 21st of January, January's running away with itself. It's hard to believe. 20 days since New Year. Oh God. Still roll on. Every day gone in January is another day nearer spring.